Chesamid Aleph, in the middle of the Sugya of Tipas Cholav, the famous Sugya of Tipas Cholav, quotes a machlokes Hatanoim regarding Basa B'Cholav, whether you say Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevel or not. And the Rambam in most of the Rishonim Paskin, like the opinion that Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevel and Basa B'Cholav. The Ravid has a strange opinion. The Ravid writes that it only makes sense to pass on Hatikha Nas Nevele if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Mimimim Mashahu, and then the first step leads to the second step. But once you reject Rabbi Yehuda, so lo Hatikha Atzma Nas Nevele by Basa B'Cholav is irrelevant. So we're not sure exactly what the Ravid is talking about. Rabbi Chaim has a whole essay, tries to make sense out of the Ravid. So leaving out that Ravid, you assume la locha Hatikha Atzma Nas Nevele for Basa B'Cholav for sure. That's the Machloikis Hatanaim, Kuf Chesam and Aleph, and Kuf Chesam and Beis. And Rav HaRishonim Paskin like that. Rashi and the Rabbi Natam learn, Rashi learns on the Gemara, Kuf Ches Kuf Tes, that the Machloikis is not restricted only to Basa B'Cholav, it applies to Shari Surim as well. Tosfos on Kuf Amud Aleph has the famous Machloikis, the Rabbi Natam, Dibur Masa B'Shikonim Esilk, a big fat Tosfos that goes till Kuf Amud Beis. The Tosfos quotes the Machlokes Rabbi Ephraim and the Rabbi Natam. It's not really the Rabbi Ephraim against the Rabbi Natam. It's the whole world against the Rabbi Natam. Rashi and Rabbi Natam are the minority here. That they insist Chaticha Asma Nasis Nevela even by Shari Surim. Rashi, the Rashbam, learned by Rashi. Rashbam often quotes Rashi. He was Rashi's grandson. Rabbi Natam was the younger brother of the Rashbam. Very often they agree. Very often they'll disagree. Half the time they'll agree. Half the time they'll disagree with each other. Says Rashi and his two grandchildren, they hold Chaticha Atzma Nas Nevela even applies to Shari Surim. And the Mechaber, representing the sheet of the Rav HaRishonim, says not so. You only apply Chaticha Atzma Nas Nevela to Basa B'Cholav. So the Ramah writes that for Ashkenazim, we're Machmer like Rashi, the Rabbi Natam, and the Rashbam, that you do apply Chaticha Atzma Nas Nevela even B'Shari Surim. We had a Machloikis, whether this is the Reis of the Rabbanah. So there's a little shach on that Sim and Tzadik Beis. On Siv Dalit, where the little Shach just says, Haskamas Kol HaPoskim is that Chanan B'Shari Surim is only the Rabbon. Chaticha Nas Nevela by Basa B'Chol, we assume is a Din D'Raisa, and Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Surim is only the Rabbon. And that's the long run, the gigantic run at the end of Perek Kol HaBasa, where he goes in depth into a long dissertation, very long dissertation about Chaticha Nas Nevela. So he writes Mefurish like that. Shach quotes it. That from the Ran, that Chaticha Nas Nevela Basa B'Cholav is the Raisa, Mishari Surim is only Oto Basa B'Cholav. That's why the Ran has a big Chiddush that we usually don't follow. He has a Kula that we usually don't follow. He says that since by Basa B'Cholav, the original Chaticha Nas Nevela Menator is only by Basa B'Cholav, Mishari Surim is only Exera Oto Basa B'Cholav, and Basa B'Cholav the Raisa is only Derech Bishul. And if it's Ayidei Kovash, or if it's Ayidei Melicha, what else? Whenever it's not Derech Bishul, so it's only Basa B'Cholav Derabbanan, so there won't be any Chaticha Nas Nevela but Basa B'Cholav there. Basa B'Cholav Deraisa is only Derech Bishul. So Shari Surim Chanan is Exera Derabbanan, out to Basa B'Cholav. So let's say if you have Shari Surim, a little Chel of Adam was Nivla into kosher food, Ayidei Kovash, Ayidei Melicha. Not Ayidei Hoesh, not Ayidei Tzli, and not Ayidei Bishul. So the Ran claims that you can't say Shari Surim Chanan is the Rabbanon or to Basa B'Cholav. Basa B'Cholav Deraisa wouldn't exist such a thing. There is no Basa B'Cholav Deraisa Ayidei Melicha. That's what the Ran says. You look in Shulchan Aruch on the page, nobody says that. You look in the Prima Gadim knew all of the Rishonim. So the Prima Gadim already quotes this from the Ran, and the Darkei Tshuva quotes a lot of Acharonim who want to be Maker like that. That's already coolest. But the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch is not so, that even if you have Chanan B'Shari Surim, where the Heter was Balea the Yisrael de Kovash, or the Heter was Balea the Yisrael de Malicha, the Pashto says, you still say Chanan Midrabbanon, Otu Basa B'Cholav. I by Basa B'Cholav, Gufev would be Ayidei Malicha, Ayidei Kovash, it wouldn't be Basa B'Cholav there, right? So still, we usually assume you still say Chaticha Nas Nevel. Fine. So we assume Chanan B'Basa B'Cholav is only the Rabbanon. That's the little shach in Sadik Beis. Where was that? It's cut in Yud Beis. Four little lines, four short lines, four narrow lines. He says it's only the Rabbanon. Rabbi Kiveger on that shach points out that Tosfos on Kuf Amud Beis does not assume like that. Tosfos assumes that Chanan B'Shari Surim is a Din D'Oraisa, because the last 10 lines in Tosfos, they raise a question. that when the Chumash says after they won the war against the Minyanim, they have to kasher all the Trefi Kalim, either Ide Libun or Ide Hagala, so, and the Gemara says, La'as Torah Kadera Bas Yoyma, the Chumash only is talking about kashering within 24 hours after the Nochem used the pots and pans for Trefis. After 24 hours goes by Minatar, everything is, most of the time it'll be nice and tam levgam, klishen and miyamu, 95% of the time, 98% of the time it'll be nice and tam levgam. And lo yosa teral gadera basyam, so the Chumash is not talking about such a case. So the Chumash is talking about it is ben yoma. So Taisus has the kashin, caught him in the bottom, Taisus salakas mino, and the last dafa masechas avodizor, Taisus has the question, how does Hagola ever work? When you do Hagola, the tray for bliya goes into the water, what's to prevent the bliya from going back into the pot? It'll make it back treif again. And Tosis rejects that suggestion here on Kufam Beis. Tosis has a suggestion. Maybe it's not Kufam Beis, it's the other Tosis. Here, Shanafal Yari, Kuf Chesam Beis. Shanafal Toch Yari Rasach is that Tosis. They had a suggestion that maybe physically the Kli is not Balea back the plate that it just spit out. So Tosis said it doesn't make any sense. How can you invent a chemical principle that doesn't correspond to reality? There is no such mitzias. So what's to prevent a pot from being balea back the treifus? If you'll always wait till the kli is ena ben yomo, so there's no problem. Tosis says, because, so why do you have to kasher at all? Once the kli is ena ben yomo, so you don't have to kasher. So the Gemara says, the last davin of it is our minatari, you don't have to kasher. But when the Rabbanan, they made exera ena ben yomo, ota ben yomo. They have to kasher with the Rabbanan. But once you wait till the kli is ena ben yomo, so the trefa plate that goes into the water, nothing preventing it from coming back into the kli. But when it comes back into the kli, it's going to be nice and tam lev gam. All right, it's nice and tam lev gam anyway, and that's exactly what they made gzera de rabbanon about. That you're not allowed to use that kli. So Tosis says no, they made gzera on a kli she'ena ben yomo, ata ben yomo, because the tchilas ablia was l'shvach when the goyim cooked the chazer this morning for breakfast, and they made ham and eggs. At that time, the tchilas ablia was l'shvach. So even if the bliya will sit in the pot for a week, for a month, for a year, it'll be nice and tam levgam, since the tchilas habliya this morning, when the nochem, when the midyonim made the ham and eggs for breakfast, the tchilas habliya los l'shvach, so you have to be magal the pot. But once the tray for bliya goes into the water and then it comes back, it returns back into the kli, so the tchilas habliya is levgam. Tchilas habliya is levgam, so the chachamim will never go around that. When you have a tray for bliya of nice and tam levgam into a kli, so it doesn't make kosher. Even with the rabbanon does make kosher. So that's one suggestion, how to kasher a pot. But that's not what the Chumash is talking about. The Chumash lo asa tarla kadera bas yoyma. Chumash is talking only when the Kali is ben yoma. So how does the Chumash visualize doing Hagala? When you do Hagala, the tray for plate that goes into the water, then it's going to return back into the pot. How do you know that it's not going back into the pot? So Tosis says, the answer is, when the Chumash says you do Hagala, you have to say that you have shishim in the water against the thickness of the kli. Because you don't know how much trefa bliya there is in the kli. We'll have to learn that gemara. You have to be mishar keneged the whole thickness of the kli. You have to imagine as if there is a theoretical potential, a possibility that the whole thickness of the kli, the entire oivi hadoifin, is balua from anisa. See, you need shishim keneged the thickness of the kli. So when you have a trefa fork, a trefa knife, a trefa little pot, and you do Hagolah, so you have to be careful. When you do Hagolah and Ben Yomo, you have to be careful, you have Shishim. So that's what Tosis raises a question. On Kufam and Beis, the last 10 lines in that long Tosis that started on Amar Aleph. So they ask, what if you have a big fat Kli, and you simply don't have another Kli that's so big that it should have Shishim against the thickness of this Kli? So how can you be Magil? How can you be Magil such a big Kli? So they say, Bishleim, if you hold like the Rabbein Ephraim and the Rov HaRishonim and the Mechaber Paskins, that you don't say chaticha nasna veila bishari surim, so then there's no problem. I'll do hagol on a treif kli. I won't have shishim in the water. I'll only have 10 times. The water has 10 times as much water volume of the water is 10 times as much as the thickness of the kli. So the treif bliya will not be bottled bishishim. You'll only have 10 units to 1, 10 to 1 against it, and there's nothing preventing the treif bliya from going back into the pot. It's going to make it back treif again. Okay. So the first time you did Hagola, it didn't solve the whole problem. But you only have 1/10 of the thickness of the kli is not balua for misa. But then I'll pour out all that treif of water that has treif of bliya in it. 10% of the water, of the volume of the water may have a treif of bliya. Pour out the water and then do a Hagola shniya. So when I'll do the second Hagola on the pot, So the I'll again have 10 times as much water as I have the thickness of the kli. So now I only had 10% of the thickness of the kli has treifus anyway, maximum 10%, because it was nisarev in 10 units against it. So now it's 10 times 10 is going to be 1 in 100. It's only going to be 1%. It's going to be less than. I already have shishim now. So bishleim, if you hold like the Rabbein Ephraim and the Mechab and the Rov Rishonim, that you don't say chatich anas nevele bishar yisurim. So whenever you have a pot that's so big that you know you don't have shishim, to do hagola twice. After you do hagola the first time, dump the water, throw it out in the garbage, and the pot, we assume, may have been balea back treifis, and it's not yet bottled b'shishim, but do a hagola shniya. Once you do the hagola shniya, so the 10% of the thickness of the kli may possibly be treif, goes into the water, so it's now it's 10% to 10%. So the maximum it could be is only 1%. So by now it'll be bottled b'shishim. But if you're like the Rabbein Tam, then they're stuck. If you're like the Rabbein Tam, then whenever you have an isa that's nisariv in a heter and it's not nisbatel, you say chatir chatzmanasis nevela, and it's not enough later on to measure shishim against the iser shebetoch haheter. You have to calculate shishim keneged the whole heter. So over here, yeah, now you have to have shishim against all of the water that was nivla back into the pot. When I did the hagola, the first time and the hagola didn't help because I only had 10 units to 1. So all that water is treif. And when that water gets nivla back into the kli, makes a treif again. When that water comes out, it's not enough if you have shishim against the 10%, which you'll have. No, you have to have shishim against all the water, because chatich atzman nas in the veil. So you never krich out of the blotter. How can you do a hagol on a big kli? So according to Rabbi Natam, you have to say, ikala meimar, that's what it says, you have to say, the amator lahagal ala kelim ktanim etoch kli gorl. The Chumash isn't talking about such a kli. If you have such a big kli, if you wait till it's ain't ben yomo, so the Torah doesn't require neither libo nor hagol, leos the Torah l'kadera basyoyma. So when is the Chumash talking, when does the Chumash tell us by the clay media and you have to kashav it? Only when it is ben yom. So the Chumash is only talking, ikala meimar, Chumash is only talking about a kli cotton. You have a tray for fork and a tray for knife, or you have a tray for frying pan, and I have a big kli that has 60 times the volume of the thickness of the frying pan. But if you have taka kli godol, and a tray for kli godol, and simply don't have a kli that's machzik so much water that you'll have shishim in the water against the tray for kli, so then anachanami, the Rabbein and Tam will be forced into assuming. Tosis assumes a chatircha nas nevela b'shari surim is deraisa. That's what Rabbi Kevega points out. So that's what they say. According to Rabbi Natam, you'll have to be matrik yourself and say that the Chumash is only talking about kli kotten, not talking about a kli gadol, because you simply won't have shishim. Okay, good. We'll have to get to that in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Shulchan Aruch gives the eitz. If you put a dover pogam into the water, so the Chazanish explains, the trefer plate that will come out into the water, you did hagala. Then what's to prevent it from going back in? Nothing, but when it's going to go back in, it'll be tchilas habli elif gam. Because when the trefer plate goes into the water, it gets mixed in with the dover hapoygeim. And then when it's going to be chazim and evil into the kli, it's going to be tchilas habli elif gam. Right. Anachanani? Okay.
I think the place paskins lahachmer about dover hapoygeim, because why didn't they use that eitzah?
Okay, yeah, the Achrayim ask in Shulchan Aruch. How come Tosfos didn't say that solution? But that we pass in Halacha like that. Ma'aseh Mechayam, we do this. We follow the Mechaber, and the Chazanish explains how it works. He says it works midin Hagola. Others understood the Mechaber differently. Others understood the Mechaber like this. And the Chazanish says that it's incorrect. Others understood like this. Let's say we're machmer that 120 is Yatzah letters. Truth of the matter is probably much higher. We spoke about it. Let's say when you have yayin mevushel, we mentioned when you have yayin mevushel, so the Gemara says if you have kosher wine that's cooked and a nochri handles the wine, so the Gemara says since yayin mevushel is pasul anasach agavi hamizbech and the beis hamigdash, so therefore the nochrim bezmana Gemara never had the practice of being manasach yayin mevushel avodah zara either. So that's like by us it's no good, so by them they wouldn't use it either. So if you know the nochri was manasach the yayin mevushel, it's also the nochri can be manasach water. If he's manasach, it becomes nesach, whatever he's manasach. But if we didn't see that he was manasach, it's just that he handled the wine, and it's a farfetch, chashash, then maybe he was manasach. So we follow the umdine that the practice always was b'zmanah gemar, the nochri will not be manasach, yayim uvushal. So the Yazarua writes a suffix, how hot do you have to cook the wine that it should be considered yayim uvushal, that if the nochri will handle it later on, he won't be asering because of the assumption that their practice was that they wouldn't be menasa chiyai melushal tavod zar. So the Ozerua has a suffix, maybe have share zeh bishulu. Maybe if I heated the wine to make it lukewarm, maybe you don't even require that it should be yatzal lettuce. So he's not sure. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos in Perakiran, Daf Mem Amid Beis, raises the possibility that maybe have share zeh bishulu by shemen, by water, by shemen. The Gemara is not sure. So we pasken la'alocha that on Shabbos it's only chilul Shabbos if you do bishul on liquids, if you heat it till yatzal lettuce, whatever yatzal lettuce is, have shero, lo zehu bishul. We don't pasken like that. So the Ozerua is not sure. Maybe yayim avushol, that the nachri does nasa b'magoy, maybe you don't even need that, it should be yatzal lettuce. Maybe it's enough with have shero zehu bishul. So we're machmer on that. The Ozerua says that the proper thing is to be machmer. So Moshe Feinstein says that there are those in our generation, the Kedem, the rabbi who gives the Hechsher and Kedem wine. So all the wines are pasteurized. It says it's pasteurized. Then it says, Eina Bavushal. So Moshe Feinstein said that's a contradiction. If it's pasteurized, so clearly they heated it up past the point of Yatzal lettuce. Pasteurization doesn't reach 212. It does start to evaporate. But it certainly is Yatzal lettuce. So Moshe writes, he's not sure how much is Yatzal lettuce Lahachma. Lahachma, we say, maybe yatzal lettuce is already 120. So you're not allowed to heat up anything on Shabbos. You're not allowed to heat up water on Shabbos till it reaches 120 degrees. Maybe that's yatzal lettuce, but you can't say you can't use that lahakel, that once the wine was heated till a point 120 degrees, it's already yayin mavushol. Maybe that's only poishrim, and maybe have shere lozel bishula, like the Ozerua said, the suffix. So you have to make sure that you really cook it till a point that it's yatzal lettuce. How much is that? So Moshe is not sure. 175, 185. 185 is wow. 185 is yad nichvas bo. You'll burn your hand off. But okay, 170, 175. Moshe has three different tshuvas. He gives three different numbers. He's not sure exact. Some are over there. Some are over there. Lahachm. So he, Moshe disagreed with the Tzelem Rav. He gives the Hechsher on the Kerem wine. He is of the opinion, Tzelem Rav is of the opinion, that even though you clearly pasteurized the wine and it reached way past 180 degrees, but since it didn't reach 212 and didn't start to evaporate, that's not called Yai Mavushal with respect to Magan Ochri. Why? That's the expression, that's the lashon used by the Shulchan Aruch and by the Shach there, that you heated the wine till it started to evaporate. Ashihischel hismayit, till it was evaporating and you had less wine left. So Moshe Feinstein said, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch with the Shach has to be lavdavke. It's not meduyak. Because the Ozerua deals with it, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Ozerua. The Ozerua was mistuping, maybe have Sheru Zel Bishulo, maybe lukewarm is good enough, and then the Ozerua comes to the conclusion, it's not good enough, you need Yatzal lettuce. But to jump from Poishrim all the way to 212, how could he jump such a skip? He says, the Ozerua was mistuping, maybe Poishrim is enough, and he comes to the conclusion, it's not enough, you need Yatzal lettuce, but you don't need Yanichvis, and you don't need Ache Yismayet. Why should you need that? That's Rav Moshe Pask. So there were those who understood the Mechaber as saying like this, you have a trefa kli ben yomo and you want to do a hagola today, you can't wait till tomorrow. The Rav Moshe says, meaning always is you wait till it's ein ben yom. So if there's a slight shasat chak though, the Rav Moshe says, then we allow you, if a big shasat tzorach, then we allow you to do the hagola on a ben yomo also. But how are you going to see to it? So you have to make sure that you have shishim in the water. So what if there's such a kli gadol and you can't have shishim in the water? So the Mechaber writes in Eitzah, Yeshom, that you put a dover apoygim. So the many Nosei Kelim understood what it means is, if I cook the treifas in the pot, let's say, at the temperature of 150 degrees, so this pot has a treifably 150 degrees, so if I cook a dover apoygim in the pot now, that will succeed in making the treif of bli and the pot. I'm not doing a hagola now. To do a hagola, you have to have mala resicha. That says in Shulchan Aruch, when you want to do hagola, you have to have mala resicha. The water that you're doing hagola in has to be 212. So I'm not doing hagola now. The treif of bli was only nivlat 150 degrees. We assume that that's more than yatzal lettuce, but machman yatzal lettuce 120. So if I cook a dover hapoigim in the pot now at a temperature of 155 degrees, so we should assume that dover hapoigim will enter into the walls, into the tfanas of the kli, and make the tam of the iser into a nois nham lagam, where it's sitting. You're injecting a dover hapoigim into the trefa tam and making it into a nois nham lagam. That's how the thing works. So that's what they ask. The shach and the taz, they quote, they ask, how did the Mechaber know that it works? How do you know that that you will succeed by cooking a davar ha'poigim, that you will succeed in injecting the davar ha'poigim into the bli of the treifus and the dofna kli, and make the treifa bli into a nice and tamlagam? Maybe it's not going to work. So the Chazon Ish said that's not what he meant. The Chabad meant you cook, you heat a davar ha'poigim till 212 degrees, and you're doing hagalah. You're doing hagalah with the davar ha'poigim, and when you do hagalah, we assume that the whole bliya, the whole treifa bliya, comes out into the water. The only thing is that Tosfos keeps on raising the problem: what's going to prevent the treifa bliya from going back in? So here, fine, the treifa bliya will go back in, but now it's going to be tchilas habliya levgam, because when it goes back in, it's going to be mixed in together with the davar ha'poigim. And not that the mechaber meant to say, if you cook a davar ha'poigim in the pot at 155 degrees temperature, that we assume that the davar ha'poigim will creep into the walls of the pot and succeed in overpowering the tam of the yisa and making the tam of the yisa in the dofna kli into a nice and tam lagam. No, that's not what it's based on. You have to cook the davar ha'poigim till 212, and you're doing a hagala with the davar ha'poigim. Aye, but it says there's a question in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Pesach: can you do hagala with shar mashkim? Can you only do hagala with water? Or can you do hagola with shar mashkim? So the Ramah says that lechatchila you can only do hagola b'mayim, and b'diyevet if you did hagola b'shar mashkim, so we would assume that it's good. That's a machlekes acharonim over there. What does it mean b'diyevet? That's a had a chametz dikikli, a soup pot, and I cook sometimes chametz in the soup pot. So I want to kasher it for Pesach. So lechatchila should really kasher with mayim. And b'diyevet, if I did a hagola with shar mashkim, I used orange juice. If some reason or another, I'm afraid to use water. I used orange juice, I used tomato juice, whatever. I used some other mashke other than mayim, but it reached 212 degrees. So the Ramah says that b'diyevet, it's a good hagola, and now I can cook my Pesach d'ga soup. Or he means, no, that's lachatchila, that's not b'diyevet. I did hagola with tomato juice or with orange juice, so throw out the tomato juice, do another hagola with water. That's called lechatchila. B'diyevet means I did hagola with orange juice and I didn't realize that there's an issue, and then I cooked my Pesach d'ka soup in that pot, and now you're going to tell me I have to ask for the Pesach d'ka soup because the hagola wasn't good. So then the Ramah says, well, that's b'diyevet already. So that's a machlekes achrenim. When the Ramah says that b'diyevet we do permit hagola b'shar mashkin, b'diyevet means you already cooked the Pesach d'ka food in the pot. That's b'diyevet. Or b'diyevet means he already did the hagola b'shar mashkim, even though he didn't cook the Pesach d'ka food. That's a machlekes. How far did the Ramah mean to be machmir? So that's what some argue over here. When you get, according to the Chazon Ish, you're doing a hagola with water, but you're pouring in a davar ha'poigim. So maybe when you pour in a davar ha'poigim, maybe that's not considered hagola b'mayim. Maybe that's considered hagola b'shar mashkim. So they quote from Rav Al-Yashiv that he said that that's a joke. What do you mean? It's water. It's water. You pour it in a little bit of lye, or you pour it in a little bit of turpentine or something. So you're not doing hagola with turpentine, you're doing hagola with water. The water has a strong davar ha'poigim in it, but it's basically hagola with water. That's not called hagola b'shar mashkim. That's hagola b'mayim. So nachamal, so this was the Tosfos where Tosfos holds that hanam b'shar isurim is the raisa. That was Rabbi Kivega points this out. The last 10 lines in the Tosfos on Kuf Amud Beis that continues from Kuf Amud Aleph, where the Tosfos quoted in Amud Aleph, this machlekes thing the Rabbein and Tam and Rabbein and Ephraim, where they say Hanan b'shar isurim anat. So the last 10 lines they ask the question: how do you deal with hagol on a kli gadol that doesn't have shishim in the water can egdo? So they say b'shleim, if you're like the Rabbein and Ephraim, do hagola twice. So that by the time you do the second hagola, you will already have shishim. But according to Rabbein and Tam, it wouldn't help because they say Hanan b'shar isurim, so you need shishim against all the water that had the treif bli in it. So you're never going to have the shishim against all the water. Fine. So we had yesterday, we were discussing this, these three Rishonim, Rashi and the two grandchildren, Rashi, Rabbein and Tam, and the Rashbam. These are the three that the Ramah follows over here, that you say Hanan b'sharisun. The both grandchildren followed Rashi, that you say Hanan b'sharisun, but they had a split, they had a major machlekes, the Rashbam and the Rabbein and Tam. What would it then be by Melech HaBolua Midam? Or other cases similar. Let's say I have salt, I salted flesh, and the salt absorbs some of the dam. A lot of the dam is going to drip down because you do malicha and a kli menukav. So the dam is going to drip down through the holes and mehodlich libet on the bottom. But a lot of the dam will be nivla into the melech. So I scoop up that melech by mistake and I want to salt the chicken soup, so I take a whole scoopful of salt and I throw it in. I didn't realize the melech is all absorbed with dam. So let's say I have shishim against all of the melech. It wasn't so much melech. A tablespoon, 2 tablespoons of salt that I scooped off from on top of the chickens that are salting over here. So 2 tablespoons of salt. I have shishim, I have many times over shishim. A big pot of soup, I have shishim against it. But the salt is nice and tam. So that's a machlek is the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. If you all chatich and nas nevele b'shari surim, does that mean that het nepach li osiser? That the salt now becomes osir? And since salt is abira letaima, so it's never going to be bottle? Or do you say, no, just the way you have to calculate shishim against the volume of the salt. So we are maker like the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam clearly holds that you don't say het nepach li osiser. You don't say that the salt becomes also because of dam. Salt can't become dam. Salt is salt. Salt is mut. It can't become dam. It's just halacha in calculating the shishim. We'll have to figure out where does it come from. What's the mocker of this? Rabbeinu Ephraim thought that he has a contradiction to the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam is misalik the contradiction on Daf Kufa. Where does he get a source to come up with such a chumer that you say chaticha nasna ve'le bishar sim? We have to discuss the source for this Rabbeinu Tam. What does the Rashbam taka hold? The Rashbam holds that when you say Hanan Bishari Surim, it's het nepach li as iser. Really? And the salt now has an iser of dam on it. That's not ridiculous. It says in Shulchan Aruch, we had a simon that if you have a tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish, so tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish is bottle chad betray. If you have two kosher salamis, one tray for salami, So if whenever you have a tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish, the chad betray is bottle. So it says in Simon Kuf Aleph, quoting from the Gemara, we saw this Gemara. What if the treifa chaticha is a chaticha royalist cabin? You have 3 steaks, one steak is nevela and 2 steaks are kosher, and I don't remember which is which. I bought a nevela steak to cook for the goyish maid, and I cook. Nevela is mutabahano, so I bought it, and I have a separate oven where I cook for the goyish workers. Then I have the oven in the house where I cook for the family. So I bought a treifa steak for the maid, I bought kosher steaks for the family. I have a tarubis, I have 10 kosher steaks and 1 treifa steak, and they all look exactly the same. I can't tell the difference. There's no way to tell the difference between the steaks. So if it's a chaticha, ruilis kabed, then the din is that midirabbanan is not bottle, and atar it's also bottle. Chaticha, ruilis kabed, even though it's a yavish biyavish, normally should be bottle, chad betray. So if it's a chaticha, ruilis kabed, his enemy is bottle. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, this is only if the chaticha, ruilis kabed, is also machmas atzmo. It's an avela steak or it's a treifa steak. What if the steak is a kshera? The non-kosher steak is really a kosher steak, but it was balea, chazer. It was balea, some kind of treifas in it. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch, no machlek. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if the chaticha ruilis kabed doesn't have an isa machmas atzmo, just has an isa balua, it doesn't have the din of chaticha ruilis kabed, because the balua is not ruilis kabed, and the steak is really kosher. The steak remains kosher. Nobody says het nepach li asisa. Can't be that the Rashbam disagrees. Can't be that Rashbam holds that het nepach li asisa. That's impossible. So yesterday we started to discuss that topic. It's impossible to say that the het nepach li asisa. Tosfos is bothered with the kasha at the bottom of Tzadik Vav and the base. The last couple lines. Tosfos said if you have two steaks and they're doing tzliya and they're touching each other, and one is nevela, one is shchuta. So we assume that Tzliya asas kedei netila. The Bliya only goes kedei netila. The Bliya from this piece doesn't enter the other piece past kedei netila, unless the Bliya is a dover shamein. So the Gemara says on the top line on Tzadik Zayin, shayne chelev de nefafeya. If it's really a dover shamein, then it goes. But let's say it's a nevela, piece of nevela meat, that's not such a dover shamein. The Ramah is machma, but not bikiyim. So we're always treating everything as if it's a dover shamein, unless it's a dead giveaway that it's not a dover shamein. So we would be machmer, but leaving out the chumra is bismara gemara. Before they had the chumra of the Ramah, so if you have nevela meat, a steak broiling next to and touching the kshera, so it only asks kedei netila, it doesn't ask the rest. Why doesn't ask the rest? Because we assume ein bolo yotzei mechaticha lachaticha b'loy roitev. There is no roitev here. It has its own roitev. It's not dry. It has its own roitev, but it's not bishul and it's not kovish over here. It's not soaking and roitev over here. So the belief in this chaticha only enters to the point of kedei netila, doesn't go any further. So Tosfos asks the kasha, so what? B'chaticha nasas nevela, so the first kedei netila became treif. So the first kedei netila If you have two pieces of meat, one next to the other, so this piece of meat gives a tam into the next piece of meat till kedei netila. So let the first kedei netila give a tam into the next kedei netila. Next kedei netila gives a tam to the next kedei netila. It should go on forever. True, the bliya from the first piece only goes into the first kedei netila and it doesn't go further because ain't balua yotze mechaticha lechaticha. The balua doesn't travel, but the tam of the chaticha will go. That's Tosis Kasha. So Tosis gives two answers, the right answer and the wrong answer. So Tosis says the wrong answer was given by Rav Lezer Mimitz. Tosis says the wrong answer. I didn't say so. Tosis says he gave the wrong answer. Rav Lezer Mimitz, Sefer Yireim, Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rav Lezer Mimitz answers that the top of Tzadik Zayin, the only time you say Chaticha Atzmanas Nevela, if it's a whole Chaticha. But if it's only Kedei Netila of a Chaticha, you can't say Chaticha in quotation marks. It's only a mikzas min a chaticha. It's not a whole chaticha. So you can't say chanan because it's only a mikzas. It's not a whole chaticha. So Tosis writes, the anal is that tam. On a tam. It doesn't make any sense at all. What's the correct? That's the wrong answer. So what's the right answer? Tosis says, the right answer is, and they have a mouthful. In your day, they keep on writing that. What does it mean? So they explain what it means. When we say Hanan Bishari Surim, it doesn't mean Heta Nepach Lios Issa. That's ridiculous. How can salt have an Issa Dam? Salt is salt, it's not Dam. The Halacha only is when you're calculating Shishim to be Mevatel Adam, it's not sufficient to calculate Keneged the volume of the Dam that's Balua in the Melach. You have to calculate the Shishim Keneged the volume of all of the Melach. The Melach is the carrier of the Dam. Because the melech is balua midam, so it's a formality. It's a formality in Hilchas Bitul. It's not enough to calculate shishim keneged the iser the dam. You have to, when you make the cheshbonis, the pashtus is that it's only the rabbanon. It doesn't make sense on the level. That's what the shach says. This whole din of chanan bishari sum is only the rabbanon. It doesn't make sense on the level of the rice. Why should you have to calculate? Why should there be such a formality that when you're calculating the shishim, you have to calculate keneged the volume of the carrier of the Yisra? It's not enough to calculate Shishin Keneged the Yisra. Why? But the carrier of the Yisra is Mutter. So why should you calculate Shishin Keneged? So we assume that it's only with the Rabbanon. Why they make such a Chum with the Rabbanon? So the Ran explained. And they wrote to Basa B'chola, because on Basa B'chola it's a real din der Isa. Because by Basa B'chola it is Heta Nepach Lios Yisra. But Bishari Sum is not the Heta Nepach Lios Yisra. When you calculate the Cheshbonis of the Shishim, it's not enough shishim keneged the iser habalua beheta. You need shishim keneged the whole carrier of the iser. So Tyson said that's only by medvam amurim if the iser is still here. Here, I was broiling two steaks, one next to the other. This is a nevela. This is a shchuta. So the time of the nevela penetrates till the first kedei netila. It doesn't go further because ain't balua yotze mechaticha lachaticha b'lo yoritev. So the bliya of nevela only goes to the first kedei netila. So then we ask the kasha. But let's say chaticha atzma nasas nevela. And the tam of the first kedei netila goes further. So Tosis says, no, but the tam habalua bo from the nevela doesn't budge. It doesn't go further. So that's efshalah frido. I already separated the first kedei netila of the kosher steak is kosher steak, but it has a tam of the nevela steak in it. The next kedei netila only has a tam from the kosher steak. It doesn't have the tam from the nevela steak. So I just accomplished Epshel Afridah. What's the din of Epshel Afridah Bishari Surim? That was the Beferish Gemara. Tregel alay the milcha. If you cook the flesh with the schmaltz together and you succeed in removing, well, you cook the schmaltz with the dam. You cook the schmaltz with the dam are cooking together and you have a chemical procedure whereby you remove every speck of dam. So then the Gemara says that it's mutter. We don't know how to apply that chemical procedure. But once in a while, we don't know how to do trei gel in the milcha, but we have other procedures. So here we know. The tam from the nevela only penetrates till the first kedei netila. It doesn't go any further. So what does go further? Only the tam of the shchuta. No, the tam of the shchuta was kosher. No one ever said chaticha atzma nas nevela bishari surim that it means heta nepach liyasisa. Nobody said that. The heta remains heta. The only thing is, when the Yisr keeps on traveling, it's not sufficient if you have Shishim Keneged the Yisr. Now you have to have Shishim Keneged the whole carry of the Yisr. But Ein Anessa Yochalessa B'mok M'shein Yisr Yochalahalach L'sham. The first Kedei Netila of the Kosher steak is the Nesar. And the Yisr is the Tam of the Nevela that penetrated into that Kedei Netila. So that's the lashon that the Shulchan Aruch has from this Tosis. Ein hanesa yochal eser, the kosher flesh only asses. But makom shehisa yochal halach sham. But if ein hisa yochal halach sham, let's say I have two steaks next to each other, they're both shchuta, but the shchuta was cooked with chazer, so it has a bli of chelo, it has a bli of dam in it, and I wash off the dam, no dam on the surface, and I do the tzli, I cook the two one next to the other. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that it doesn't make treif the other one, because tzli is ein bolo yotze mechaticha lechaticha b'lo yiraitim. So you've just accomplished the epshalah hafridom. The tam that's going to go from this piece to this piece, the both shchuta. The tam that's going to go is only going to be the tam of the shchuta. The chelav shebo, the dam shebo, or the chazer shebo is not going to move because ein bolo yotze mechaticha lechaticha b'lo yiraitim. So the tam of the ksheira, the tam of the shchuta does naser. And that's this line. So that's what all the Rishonim hold like that. This Rav Lezer Mimitz is a pella, what he says. Tosis says, Ein lo zeh tam. They don't agree with Rav Lezer Mimitz. So the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, they're both on the same page. They both say the same thing. When you say Hanan Bishari Surim, nobody holds. Not the Rashbam, not the Rabbeinu Tam. Nobody holds that it means Heter Nepach Liyasisa. The Heter remains Heter. It's just the din when you calculate the Shishim. So you have to calculate keneged the whole volume of the carrier of the yisur. It's not enough to calculate shishin keneged the yisur. So the Rashbam added on another drop more. Not only that, when you're calculating shishin, when the yisur continues to go, let's say I had a piece of kosher flesh and it was balei adam. Now the piece of kosher flesh falls into another pot. So the It's not enough to calculate shishin keneged the volume of the dam that was nifla into the piece of flesh. You have to calculate shishin keneged the whole volume of the kosher piece of the carrier. So the Rashbam says a little more. If it's melech habalua midam, the din is not only a din in calculating shishin, you have to actually be mevatel the carrier of the yisr. So if the carrier of the yisr is dam, and dam is avida l'taima, so dam doesn't become batel. It's a formality. You can't be mevatel the tam habalua unless you also mevatel the carrier. And the carrier is melach, and melach is avida l'taima, so it doesn't become batel. Well, let's say, for example, the Rashbam happens to hold, like his grandfather Rashi, he learned by Rashi. So very often he'll agree with Rashi. Rashi paskin that Rashi paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, based on the Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed, Amar Rav Hilchasa Kirav, Chametz BePesach BeMashu Kirav, and Rav says it's all based on Mim Mimina BeMashu Make Gzera Mim Sheni Mina or to Mim Mimina. So the Rashbam also holds like that. That's the Tap Taisus on Kuf Ches Amid Beis. They quote the Rashbam Mekano Heim Adakta Grabein Shmuel. That's the Rashbam, and then Taisus says the end of that Taisus. They said that din about Melech HaBalom Idam. We don't paskin like the Rashbam. We paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. That's what Taisus quotes Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. Other Bishanim spell that out a little more clearly than the Taisus, but basically it's all included in the Taisus. So the Rashbam says he paskins like Rav Rashi, who paskins like Rav Yehuda, the Min Mimina B'Mashu. So he says, let's say you have, flesh is Balei Adam. By mistake, flesh was balei, kosher flesh was balei adam. So, and you don't have shishim in the flesh against the dam, so you're not allowed to eat that piece of flesh. Then this piece of flesh falls into a big pot, everything is flesh, flesh and flesh and flesh. So the tam of the flesh is mixing up with all the other tam. So I have well over shishim against the dam, but it doesn't help if you have shishim against flesh. Flesh is min mimina b'mashu, everything is flesh and flesh. So the Rashbam says, since we say chanan bishari surin, so it's not enough that you mevatel adam habalua b'flesh. You have to be mevatel flesh, and flesh of flesh is min mimina, so min mimina is b'mashu. So the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Says, no. What do you mean min mimina b'mashu? But the flesh was never treif. Only the dam habalua bo was treif. No one says chanan b'shari sur means that het nepach liyasiser. So the flesh is really kosher. The flesh that was balei the dam is really kosher, so you don't have to be mevatel the flesh. What are you going to say? Min mimina b'mashu is not potel. You don't have to be mevatel the flesh. So what is the din of chanan b'shari surim? Rabbeinu Tam says, chanan b'shari surim is restricted only to calculation of shishim. We assume it's only by the rabbanon. The day and the end of the Tosfos Daf Kufa Mibes, they hold it's their eyes. It's very big, very shvet to say it's their eyes. Pashto certainly is. It's only the rabbanon. So it's only a din in calculating shishim. It's a formality. When you calculate shishim, you have to calculate keneged the whole volume of the carrier of the yisr. It's not sufficient if you calculate keneged the yisr. And the Rashbam disagrees, and he agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. There's no din of chaticha ruy l'skabed if it's an yisr machmas balua, because the chaticha that was balei the treifis is ruy l'skabed, but it's heter. And the balua is the only thing that's also, that's not ruy l'skabed. He agrees to that. And he agrees also, if you have one chaticha next to the other, and they're both shchut, and this one was balei adam, we assume ein balua yetzim chaticha la chaticha balei reitev. And you don't say that the tam of the flesh of the ksheb is going to answer the next one. So then you'll never have kedei netila. The first kedei netila is going to ask the next kedei netila, and that's going to ask the next kedei netila. So the official answer to that kasha was, what does the answer mean? That you don't say the heter nepach liyasisa. That the Rashbam also has to agree to that. But the Rashbam, the Rabbeinu Tam, they just say, Hanan Mishar Sim, just the way they be mevatel the isa shebo, the heter was never nepach liyasisa. The way they be mevatel the dam habalua bechatiches basar. So the Rabbeinu Tam says all you have to do is calculate shishin keneged the volume of the carrier, and the Rashbam says no, you have to say more than that. You have to be mevatel a carrier. So if the carrier is going to be a mimimina with all the other flesh in the pot, so givald mimimina lebotel. Or if the carrier is going to be melach habaluah midam, and melach is not misbatel because it's avida letaimo, so then it's not going to be misbatel. And then Taisa ends up, but we don't accept that Rashbam. We accept the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam even restricted it further. Not that the Rashbam holds that Hanan Bishari Surah means that Hetan Nepach Liyasisa. That's impossible. Nobody's going to say it. It doesn't make any sense logically. And then it's against the whole Yeriday. And Anasi Yochalesa wouldn't be correct. And Chatech Willis Kabi wouldn't be correct. And Belo Yetzma Chatech Ala Chatech Belo Yeraita wouldn't be correct. The two Chatechas sleeve, one next to the other, even if it's only an Isa Machmas Balua. But also should ask the next one. So the whole Yeriday is against the Rashbam. So the answer is no, the Rashbam also knows that the Heter remains Heter. He just added on one Knech. The formality is not only how to calculate the Shishim, you have to calculate Shishim, connect the whole carrier. The formality requires you can't be Mevatel the Iser HaBalua unless you're also Mevatel the carrier of the Iser. So if the carrier is a Mimbimino and it can't be Batel because he passes like Rashi and Rabbi Yudah, or if the carrier is melech, and melech is avida l'taima, so then you're stuck. Then it's going to be memashu.
And if it's ruy l'schabed?
Then he has to agree that's not so. I don't know. Where is he going to draw the line? I don't know. The Rashbam can't say it all the way. Rashbam can't. It's impossible. He can't say it all the way. So he has to agree. Otherwise, you never have kedei netil. I don't know. How's he going to? Maybe ruy l'schabed, he'll also agree that it's us. I don't know. But we don't accept the Rashbam. We only accept the Rabbeinu Tam. That's Beferish. Melech HaBalua Midam, that's the last few lines in the Tosfos on Kuf Chesam Ebeis, the top Tosfos Amai. So they quote the Rashbam, says, Mikan HaYimadakdik Rashbam, that if you say Hanan Bishari Surim, so the Dam was Nivla into Basar, and the Basar falls into more Basar, and it's Basar with Basar, Mimimimim B'mashu. So since you say Hanan Bishari Surim, you're stuck. And then Tosfos says it's not correct. And Taisa over here writes also Beferish, that Chanam Sharisum is only Medir Rabbanon. They write Beferish Medir Rabbanon, against what they wrote on Kufam and Beis. This is Beferish, like the Shach quoted all the major Rishon. So this is the last few lines, Taisa, Mikan Yesh Lochiach, the Melech HaBalo Midam, all you need is Shishim, Keneged the Melech, and you don't say that Melech is not Mizbatel because it's Avid all the time. So that's how we assume. So where is there a Mokker in the Gemara to such an idea, that it's, that sometimes we will require, we assume in the Rabbanah, sometimes when we calculate Shishim, we would say it's not sufficient to have Shishim in our Torah. It certainly is sufficient to have Shishim against the Yisr. Why should you have to calculate Shishim Keneged, the carrier of the Yisr? The Pashtus, this is a certain only in the Rabbanah. The Mamash doesn't make sense on the level of the Reis. Apella, that the Tosfos and Kufam and Beis assumes that is the Reis. So we assume for sure it's only the Rabbanah. Where is there a Makar in the Gemara for this? So the Mokker is in the Sugya Tzadik Chesam and Beis, a famous Sugya in Chulin. That's the Sugya of Zerah B'Shelem. A person accepts upon himself to become a Nazir. Mazel Tov. When the Naziris is up, when his man is up, so he has to bring Korbanis. Calls man, he doesn't bring the Korbanis. He's going to remain a Nazir. The Nazir of David HaKoyen was a Talmud of Rav Kook. He was a Nazir. and there was no Beis HaMikdash, wasn't able to bring Korbanos, so he remained a Nazir for the rest of his life. That was Rabbi Sheyel Shekohen's father. Rabbi Gorin's father-in-law was the Nazir. So the Torah says when the Nazir completes the Zman of the Naziris, has to be a minimum of 30 days. Any Naziris plus Milamed Yom. When he finishes the Zman, whatever Zman he says, a year, 10 years, 30 years, as long as he wants. Has to be a minimum of 30 days. When he completes it, he has to bring one of the Karbanos, he brings Shalmei Nazir. What's that? Shalmei Nazir? Ashlamim is Ashlamim. No, Shalmei Nazir is something special. A normal Karban Shlamim, you cook the whole Karban Shlamim, and the Bala Karban eats it, Nechal B'Yushalayim, Nechal Abaylam. It's Nechal Abaylam in Yerushalayim. So here, the Shalmei Nazir has a special din, that the Zroa has to be given a certain part of the leg, has to be given to the Kohen, and whoever is not a Kohen is not allowed to eat it. So as far as a non-Kohen is concerned, it's considered treif, like truma. Truma is Kodesh, the Kohanim have a mitzvah to eat it, and as far as non-Kohanim are concerned, it's considered treif. So you're not allowed to cook truma together with chulin in the same pot. The truma is going to give a tam into the chulin, and then the non-Kohen, the zar, won't be allowed to eat the chulin. You have to have a separate pot for truma and a separate pot for chulin. Like you have a treif for pot, separate pot for treif is a separate pot for kosher. So the truma, as far as the zar is concerned, is treif. He's not allowed to cook chulin in the same pot where he cooks truma. So you have to have a separate pasuk. Here there's a pasuk that's the top line on Tzadik Ches on the base in the Gemara. Ein b'sheila elo shleima, and ein b'sheila elo shenis bashla imho ayol. The el nozir, the shalmi nozir, is an ayol, it's a riem. And you have to cook the zroya b'sheila, which is only mutta to kohanim, in the same pot with the rest of the... with the rest of the shlam. And the Gemara says, Zehu chidish, Zehu heta habo mechlal isa. This is a chidish. Chidish means a yoytzim in aklal. This is a dober asoses aklal. By all other karbonis, you would never allow such a thing. Only over here. What do you mean, all other karbonis, you wouldn't allow it, and here you allow it? So we mentioned yesterday, Shachin, Simon Tzadik Tes, quoted a machlekes, the Raivid and everybody else, what's regarding the din of Eim about the Nisla Hatchila? Is that a din deraisa, din derabban? There was a shach that cut in Zion. A little shach. A lot of the most important shachs are very small. This is only five lines. Five half lines. Five tiny lines. The shach that cut in Zion, it's in the Tzadik Tes, has a major machlekes. The Ravid's opinion is based on this Gemara, that aim about the Nisa lachatchil is an Nisa deraisa. And all the other Rishonim say it's only derabban. It's not an Nisa deraisa. The Ravid learns that's exactly what the Gemara said. The Gemara quotes the Braisa, Zehu heter, Habo Atanya, there's a brayse. Zehu heta habo mechlal. It means that this is a chiddush. This is a seicher saklal. Normally in Kol HaTorah Kula, the din would be aim about the nisla hatchili. You're not allowed to cook kosher with treif in the same pot, even though you know you have shishim in the kosher against the treif. You're not allowed to do that. Aim about the nisla hatchila. And here we allow you to violate aim about the nisla hatchila. Lachatchila, we allow it and it becomes bottle. That's how the Ravid read the Gemara. All the Rishonim disagree with the Ravid. And they say it's not true. The din of Eim Avat and Isra L'chatchil is only b'derabbanan. So what does the Gemara say? Zeu heta abo mechlalisa. This is an exception to the rule. On the level of the Reis, it's all the same thing. So they say, no, it's not the same thing. And Kol HaTorah Kula, is there ever a mitzvah that you have to davka cook kosher v'treif? It's never a mitzvah you have to davka cook kosher v'treif. You're permitted to. You're permitted to cook treif with kosher in the same pot if you know that you have shishim and the kosher against the treif. And you know in advance that's going to be bottled b'shishim, so it's mutter. But you don't say that it's a mitzvah to go out of your way. You fulfill a mitzvah always to pour a little treifus into the kosh. And zehu heta abo mechlalisa, here there's a mitzvah. Ein b'sheila, zera b'sheila, ein b'sheila elshin is bashla im ho'ayil. You're mechuyib b'davke to cook the zera b'sheila, which is osa lezarim. It's only mutter to the kohanim. It's osa lezarim. You're mechuyib to cook it together with the rest of the ayil. So that's the machlokes of Rishonim, how to read the Gemara. Fine. So now the Gemara discusses, we assume that the tam that's going to come from the flesh is going to be bottle. The tam that's going to come from the Zerai B'Sheila, which is only mutter to Kohanim, is going to be bottle and the rest of the flesh. What is the ratio between the amount of flesh in the Zerai B'Sheila and the amount of the rest of flesh? This is some gigantic pot. This aisle is a bigger rim. It's a big animal. You have some gigantic pot over here. So you have the whole leg, the whole Zeraya B'Sheila, that's only mutter to Kohanim, that's the Iser. For the Zarim, they're not allowed to eat the Zeraya. Together with the rest of the aisle, you have Shishim, you have Shmoinim, you have Tishim. What's the ratio? So Gemara says it's a Machlokes HaTanaim, what the ratio is. whether the ratio is shishim or the ratio is meyah. How can you have a machlekes? Cut up an animal and measure it and see. The Gemara says, no, they're both right. It's a machlekes hatanayim in lamdas, a machlekes, how are you supposed to calculate? Do you say basa bahadi basa misharina? Which part of the Zerah B'Sheila is also lezarim? Only the basar. Only the basar. This Zeraya has a big chunk of etzem. The etzem is not roi l'achila. There's moyach shebetecha etzem. Whenever you have an etzem, sheyesh b'moyach, the marrow inside the bone, so the moyach shebetecha etzem is roi l'achila. Okay? Let's say you have a korban pesach. So, let's say you have 10 shutfim in a korban pesach, and one guy, till he says kiddush, until he says manishtana, takes him forever. So the others are already finished eating the whole korban pesach, and he's just washing hamotzi, and they didn't leave him any flesh. They ate up the whole korban pesach. Has to eat a kazayis. Where's he going to get a kazayis? So the Gemara says if it would have been permissible to break bones, there's a din etzma lo, special din only in korban pesach. Doesn't apply to any other karbanis. There's a din, you're not allowed to crack any bones in the korban pesach. We have to act as if we're millionaires, as if we're gvirim, and you don't poor people in Ebach, they can't afford flesh. So when they finally buy flesh once a year for Pesach, so they eat up all the flesh, they don't leave anything over, and then they chew up all the bones and they eat up all the marrow inside the bones because they hardly ever eat flesh. And rich people leave over half the steak and they throw it in the garbage. So to leave over the korban pesach, you're not allowed to. That's an avera. But here the din is etzma l'sishburba, you're not allowed to break a bone. So the Gemara says, strictly speaking, if not for that din, etzma l'sishburba, the guy who has nothing to eat, they ate up the whole korban pesach, he has no flesh left. If not for the Issa, we would have told him, crack open a bone and eat the kazayis of the moyach, shebetocha etzim. Because moyach shebetocha etzim is roi l'achila, that's din kibos. But we don't permit that because there's a din etzma l'sishburba. Then what's left over till the morning, if you have leftover basar, if it's basar, so do you have to burn bones? Let's say the leftover bones of the korban pesach, you have to burn the bones tomorrow morning, achal amoid. You have to burn the bones. So the Gemara says it depends. If it's an etzem she'ein bo moach, so it didn't become noisar. It's etzem, it's not basar. If it's an etzem she'esh bo moach, so the moach she'betach etzem is dina kebasar. So that's what the Gemara says over here. When the Torah requires that the Nazir has to bring a shlamim, mishalmei Nazir, the El Nazir, at the end of the malos, the end of the 30 days, or however long the time period is that he accepted upon himself to observe Naziris, and he has to cook together in the same pot, so strictly speaking, only the basar on the Zerah B'Sheila is also Lazarim. The Etzem is not also Lazarim, unless you have some Moyach Shebetach Etzem. But leaving out this, let's assume there's no Moyach Shebetach Etzem. But the moich is not edible, not always edible. So if you're calculating basar, bahadi basar, so the Gemara says, if you're comparing the flesh on the Zerah B'Sheila, man yomba b'meya saba basar bahadi basar misharina, the volume of flesh on the Zerah B'Sheila, as opposed to the volume of flesh on the rest of the aisle, there's 100 times as much. But if you're going to calculate the basa with the etzem, as compared to the basa with the etzem of the rest of the El Nazir, then the Gemara is going to be shishim. So it's not a machlekes hatanoim in mitzias, whether you have shishim or you have meyah, it's a machlekes in din. When you want to be mevatel, you have to be mevatel the treifa basa of the Zerah B'Sheila, because it's only muta de kohanim, it's also lezarim tehidus. As far as the non-kohanim are concerned, the flesh on the Zerah B'Sheila is treif. So how do you calculate? Do you calculate only basar, bahadi basar, then you have meyah. So from here you would derive that in kolaterkul you need meyah to be mevatel, because the pasuk says the here is batel. But if you hold that you have to calculate basar batzamas, bahadi basar batzamas, you have to calculate kineged, the whole carrier, only the basar is also. But the basar of the Zerah B'Sheila is attached to the bone. So if you say you have to calculate kineged, the whole carrier of the Yisr, then the calculation is going to be that it's Shishim. So what does that depend on? What does that machlekes depend on? Do you have to be mevatel only the basar? You have to be mevatel also the etzem. Why in the world should anybody in his right mind say you have to be mevatel the etzem? The etzem is not treif, only the basar is treif. The etzem is not roi l'achila. So that's what the Rush gives a whole dissertation over there. This is a din. Some Rishonim hold that it's a din deraisa. Some Rishonim learn this Gemara is a real din deraisa. Tosis says the whole Gemara, Tosis writes here on Tzadik Chesam and Beis and Tzadik Chesam and Aleph, this whole Gemara is only an asmachta mid the Rabbanim. Because you're talking about flesh and flesh over here. Basa but basa is min b'minoi. So min b'minoi, min atar, you don't need shishim. There's no tam kiker. Flesh and flesh is not tam kiker. Min atar, it's batel b'rei. So what's the whole Gemara talking about? Shishim and mea, the whole thing is only an asmachta mid the Rabbanim. That's what Tosis says. And Rashi doesn't seem to hold like that. We'll have to figure out what in the world did Rashi understand here. Rashi holds that it's a real drasha gemura. Tosis says, both on Amar Aleph and Amar Beis, lab drasha gemura hi lemeilef mino, linya mimishen emina is tam kika de reisa. He would talk hacha mim emina hu, when the reisa betele beruba. Ella, the shishim and the meya, this is an asmachta for shishim and meya. So again, So the Gemara has a machlekes when you calculate the sheer bitl keneged is rab b'sheila, the besar is rab b'sheila is also lazar. It's treif as far as non-Kohanim are concerned. So is it sufficient if you calculate shishim keneged the basar, or do you not have, no, you have to calculate the sheer bitl keneged the whole carrier of the yisr. So that's what it says in the Gemara. There was one opinion in the Tanoim. One opinion in Tanoim was you have to calculate keneged Basar Batzamas. Even though the Yetzam and the Zerah B'Sheila is Mutta, only the Basar is also Lazar. You have to calculate Keneged, the whole carrier of the Yisim. So there the Rosh quotes a Rosh. The Rosh Mishant was a Talmud of the Rabbein Tam. He was an earlier Balatais. The Rosh was a Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg. Maram Rutenberg was the end of the period of the Balatais. And he had, Maram Rutenberg had Talmidim, he had the Rosh, and he had the Agos Maimon, and he had the Martche, he had prominent Rishonim with his students. So the Rosh quotes from the Rash, that was a few generations before him, that the Rash HaMishnayis Orla quotes a Yerushalmi. You get the impression as if the Rosh himself didn't have the Yerushalmi. He only quotes, the Rash HaMishnayis quotes this Yerushalmi. What if you have Truma? Let's say I have grapes, that it was Mafresh as Truma, and the grapes are attached to a stem, and the stem is not edible. I have bushels and bushels of grapes. I have 100 bushels of grapes. So l'chatchila, the proper thing is to set aside 2% as truma gedoyla, and then you have 98 units left. Then you mafrish 10% of what's left, 9.8 bushels as ma'aser rishon, and then you mafrish 10% of what's left after that as ma'aser sheni. So I have, let's say, 2 bushels of grapes. I have 2 bushels full of grapes. I give it to the kohen. So what has kedushas truma? Only the grapes, the stem. The stem is a tinofes. The stem is psolus. The kohen is not going to eat the stem. It's not roi lachila. So let's say by mistake the grapes fell into a pot of vegetable soup and it's nice and tam. So the din is you have to have shishim. In order that a non-kohen should be allowed to eat the vegetable soup, you have to make sure you have shishim. The din is that truma needs meyo to be mevatla. That's if it's min b'minoi. They made a chumer with the rabbanim that you need meyo. But if it's mim shein aminoi, then the Rambam quotes from the Mishnah is that if it's mim shein aminoi, you don't need meyo, it's batel b'shishim. So the Rosh quotes the Rash, Mishnah is Orla, where he's quoting from the Talmud Yerushalmi, if you have a whole cluster of grapes falls into a pot of soup, and it's nice and tam, and you want to calculate shishim to be mevatel it, so the Yerushalmi says you don't have to be mevatel, you don't have to calculate shishim kenega de tinofes, the part that you throw out in the garbage, keneged the stem. You only have to calculate shishim keneged the part of the grapes that are edible, the part that the person would eat. So the Rosh says, how come there everybody agrees that you don't have to calculate keneged the tinofes? And here all of a sudden, the Gemara has a machlekes, but only basala hadi basa misharina, or basa batzamas bahadi basa batzamas. You have to be in vatel, even the etzem of the Zerah B'Sheila. Manish Tana, why is there a Tana who thinks over here that if you calculate bitl keneged the etzem of the Zerah B'Sheila, the etzem of the Zerah B'Sheila should be the same as tinofes in the truma, the tinofes in the orlo. Should only be also the peiros. Ra'atam alosa is period. The pri is also by orlo. The twigs, the branches and the stem, that's not also. How come the Rishalmi says you don't have to be mevatel b'shishim keneged the tinofes shebetruma? And here there's one opinion, you have to be mevatel shishim keneged atzamas. So the Rosh says he thinks that there's a difference. He thinks that the tinofes, the stems and so on, is not balua with any yayin. It's not balua with the grapes. The grapes are attached to the tinofis. The grapes are attached to the stem. And it's ain't a nosen tam in the stem. So it's enough if you have shishim, can I get the peiros, can I get the grapes. But he says over here, the inside the bone, not only is there moyach inside the bone, sitting there in the empty part inside the bone, but the tam of the basa also enters into the bone a little bit. So it's not tam like tinofis, that there are two things that are attached to each other. One is edible, one is inedible. Here it's more so that I declare that this is the carrier of the issa. When you have it, there's Rabbi Sheila, so one tana holds that you have to calculate bitl keneged, the whole carrier of the iser, and the carrier is the bone. And the tinaifas by the chumah is not considered the carrier of the iser. The two, the iser veheta, it's dovuk. One is attached to the other, but it's not really the carrier of the iser, even though that's where it grows on a tree. It's natural it grows on a tree like that, it grows on the vine like that, but still, the grapes are not, the tam of the grapes are not balua into the tinaifas. So this is the mocker. This is the mocker for this whole idea in the Gemara. They say such a thing that when you're calculating the sheer bitl, when you're trying to figure out whether you have shishim, the Gemara says one tana holds it's not sufficient to calculate shishim keneged the besar hazra b'sheila. You have to calculate shishim keneged the basaviyat somas. Why? Because you have to be mevatl. You have to calculate the sheer bitl keneged the carrier of the issa. So Rabbi Natan holds that's the whole din of chanan b'shar isur. It doesn't mean. Does mean more, and it doesn't even mean what the Rashbam said. You don't have to be mevatel the carry of these. It's just a din of calculating the shishim. You have to calculate shishim keneged the whole carrier of these. So that's why the Ran in his long arichas at the end of Perek Kol HaBasar, he goes on and on and on. He quotes from a sugya in the first Perek in Temura, and he quotes a machlekes harishayim the yisei chanan bishari surim by lach belach. Things like this. That's I have wine that's truma. The farmer has a lot of grapes and he makes wine out of it, and he has to a factory. Let's say you have a factory, Carmel wine, and they have to be mafresh truma. So they take out 2% of all the wine truma gedoyla and they give it to a kohen. His man is there. The kohenim are not allowed to drink it. The kohenim are tummy. The truma is tummy. Everybody's tummy. We're not sure that the people are Kohanim. We rely on Chazakas. So the meaning is that we don't allow anybody, even if a Kohen will go to the mikvah, we don't allow anybody's tummy mace anyway. We don't allow anybody to drink any, to eat any truma, not an Eretz Yisrael, not a Chutzlar, see Mechalas Chutzlar. The meaning is that we don't allow anyone. So since no one's eating the truma anyway, so they're going to throw out 2% of all the wine. It's a hepsid moment. The whole idea of giving 2% of all of the tevel to the kohen is truma gedoyla. That's because the kohen is going to eat it, he's going to drink it, but he's going to have to pour it down the drain, he's going to throw it out. So it's ridiculous. So the Bizman Hazan says the meaning is just take mashu. Because mikra din deraisa, chita achas pateris is kol akri. There is no minimum shear for the truma. The reason why there is a minimum shear, some hold men atoira, some most hold it's only rabban, is because he should give a kedei nesina to the kohen. He should have what to eat. It should be a chatech ruilas kav, he should be able to eat and drink it. But if he's not allowed to eat it and drink it anyway, so they may as well revert back to the din deraisa, then the masha who is enough. So that's what they do today. Let's say when we'll have tahara, and Carmel will still be in business if the Mashiach comes, and they'll be making yayin tahar, and then they'll have to take out 2% of all of the wine and give it to the kohen. Taket mida benin is to give ech mechamish and give 2%. So let's say some of the wine will get mixed in with a little water, and then some of this will fall into a big pot of a vegetable soup, and you'll have to calculate shishim. We said the din of mayor, that truma is bottled in mayor, is midirabana, that's only when it's mim b'mina, wine and wine. But if it's mim b'shein b'mina, then you don't need mayor, that's mishnah, then it's enough, it's bottled b'shishim. So the shahar is, how do you calculate the shishim over here? So let's say a little bit of chuma wine fell into a lot of water, but you don't have enough water to be mevatla wine, and then this water falls into vegetable soup. So I should say, according to the Rabbein Atam, that it's not Rabbein Atam and the Rashbam and the Rashi, it's not sufficient if you have shishim keneged the wine of the chuma shabo. You should calculate shishim keneged the whole carrier of the issa, the whole amount of the whole volume of the whole water that has the wine mixed in. So that's what the Ramo and Simon Tzadik Bey, Siv Dalet, when he's talking about Hanan, Bishari Surim, so he quotes this Ran at the end of Perek Kol HaBasar. The Ram quotes a major machlokes rishonim. This chumrah that we assume is midirabbanan, that we say chanan b'shari surim, chatir chanan smel b'shari surim, does that even apply to lach b'lach? When wine falls into water and it's not bottle, now you need shishim keneged, the whole water. But he say no, it only applies to a tam that's absorbed into a dober gush. Chaticha atzmanas nevel. If the isu is nivla melacha balu amidam, so you need shishim keneged, the whole volume of the melach. Because melach is a dober gush. Or a chaticha that was balei achelav, a chaticha was balei adam. A dober gush was balei of something. But if you have a mixture of lach balach, so that's a machlekes harishim. So how do we pass kananan? What do you say? Chanan b'shari suim. By basa b'cholav. So the Ramah says, of course you say chanan, even if everything is lach balach. Let's say I have schmaltz of flesh, fleshik schmaltz, that's all liquefied, in a liquefied state. And I pour in milk, and each one gives tam into the other one, and I cook them all together. So that's chanan deraisis. Of course it applies. What's the difference? Lach balach. Or pouring milk into a piece of flesh. It doesn't make a difference. Lach balach. The whole word of lach balach that the Ram quotes is chanan b'shari surim is only with the Rabbanon. What's the nature of the din? It's similar to this Gemara on Tzarek Chesem and Beis that you have to be mevatel. Not only can eged the basa shebizra b'sheila, you have to calculate shishim bitl. Bitl shishim can eged the basa v'atzamas. You have to calculate a shib bitl can eged the whole carrier of the Isser. So that's what a group of Rishonim say. You can only call it the carrier of the Isser if it's a tam of Isser that's nivla into a chaticha. But if it's a lach balach, why is that a carrier of the Isser? The wine was in a liquid state. The wine could have fallen into the vegetable soup on its own. The yain shel truma could have fallen in. It happened, it didn't. The wine fell, the yain shel truma fell into a container of water in a way that it didn't become bottle in the water. Then some of the water falls into the vegetable soup by mistake. So that's not called the carrier of the Isser. The wine fell into the water, became mispashet. So it's not a certain percentage of all of the water is going to be wine. You have to calculate what percentage is it. Calculate how much volume of wine fell into how much volume of water. What's the ratio? Once you know the ratio and you know how much water fell into the pot of vegetable soup, so you'll see whether you have shishim against the wine. You can't really call it a carrier of the Isser. It only makes sense to say you need shishim kenege, the carrier of the Isser, when it's a tam that's nivla into a dover gush. Then you say, oh, that's the carrier of the Yisr, you have to be mevatel, you have to calculate shishim keneged the carrier. But here by lach balach, it doesn't apply. So there are more rights like this. So if it's lach balach by basa b'cholov, there's no svar in the world to say that you shouldn't say chanan. Basa b'cholov is basa b'cholov, of course you say chanan. So the Ramah says, no room to be mekel there, that's chanan der ice. But lach balach b'shari surim, where it's a machloikas harishainim, whether you say chanan b'sharisum, and we there are more paskins like Rashi and his two grandsons, the Rashbam and the Rabbi Natam, that you do say chanan b'sharisurim with the Rabbanan, fine. So the vort and chanan b'sharisum really means that this is the carrier of the Yisr. You have to calculate shishim keneged the carrier of the Yisr. So we really hold mikra din. It's only called the carrier. It's a double gush. If it's lach balach, it doesn't apply. But l'chatchila we machmer for that as well. But if you have a big hefsed meruba, big shas hatchak, so then you can revert back to the Ikar Adin and be mekel on Chanan, Balach, Balach, Bishari Surim. That's what the Ramah writes. The Ramah himself explained. The Ramah wrote a Sefer Toras Chatos. The Shach quotes it every page from the Sefer Toras Chatos. The Toras Chatos is a psokim. He has different simonim, and every simon he talks about Kovish Kemavushal, he talks about the Bishul, he talks about the Maliach Kiresech. Every topic, like in Yerideya, every topic has another simon. And he quotes all the sources. He quotes the Torah, and he quotes the Rishonim, and he quotes the Yisav HaHeter. So the Ramah in the Hagdomah to Toras Chatos explains what his policy is. That every so often, when you learn Yerideya, the Ramah will say, it's a machloikis, and we're machmer. But if it's Erev Shabbos, and you don't have anything else to eat for Shabbos, so you invited guests over, and you'll be machmer, so you won't have what to feed the guests. So it's a hefsed merubah, they're poor people, they can't afford it. So then you make all. So what is that? The din is different. On Friday, all week long, 6 days a week, the dinner is that it's also, and on Friday, the dinner is as mutter. The other day it changes, on Friday, how could that be? So the Rambam explains in the Hagdomah, the Teres Chatas, he says like this, whenever there's a machloikis, if Mikar Adin, we really pass on that it's mutter, and it's only that we're machmer, so then Mamakam Hefsid Merubah, we revert back to the Ikar Adin. So that's what he says over here. Here he says, when you have a Hefsid Merubah, Shas Hatchak, Erev Shabbos, Orchim or something, then we'll make on Chanan, Bishari Surim, Belach Belach. It means that he holds Mikra Adin, you really don't apply. He's paskaning Mikra Adin, you don't say Chanan, Bishari Surim, Balach balach. It's only chumer bialma. So that's why behefsid merube, he reverts back to the ikar adin. Rav Soloveitchik explained this Ramah. What does that mean? The Ramah says, if mikra adin is really mutter, when there's no hefsid merube, then we're machmer, so there's hefsid merube, then we're mekel. Revert back to the ikar adin. So why are we machmer when there's no hefsid merube? So he said, it's out of respect for the Rabbi and Tam, out of respect for Rashi, out of respect for the Rama. There's a Rishon who holds lechumer, and he's been outvoted. So we say Yochid v'Rabbi Malachi k'Rabbi. He followed the majority opinion, but out of respect for this Rishon, so we're machmer. There's a mitzvah to show kavod talmid chachamim. So we want to be mechabed Rashi or the Rashba, the Ran, whoever had this, whoever had the chumer dikah opinion. But so you want to show kavod to talmid chachamim, so you spend a few dollars. But to spend $100 or to spend, it depends who it is. If it's Efsa Meruba, for this person, to not eat the whole Suda Shabbos, or you have Orchim and you won't have what to feed the Orchim, so that's when you weigh on a scale which of the two mitzvahs is more important. I want to be Mechabed Rashi and be Machma like Rashi Shita and something. And then on the other hand, I want to eat Suda Shabbos. So I'm going to say, I'm going to be Machma like Rashi and I'll eat Milchiks on Shabbos. If that's on Atam, that doesn't make any sense. Machma like Rashi, fine, but not at the expense of fulfilling another mitzvah, and not at the expense of not having what to feed the Orchim, and not at the expense of suffering a hefsid meruba. But there's a limit how far you go with the mitzvah to be mechaber Rashi, to be mechaber the Shita, who said something that we really don't paskin like. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik. He said, that's the beer. If it's not a hefsid meruba, why do we machmer? Out of respect for that Shita, out of respect for the day that's not accepted. But there's a limit how far you have to go to show respect for the Rishon whose opinion has not been accepted. So that's the psak of the Ramah. We say Hanan Bishari Surim, and then Hanan Bishari Surim, we assume it's only with the Rabbanim. Then Hanan Bishari Surim Balach Malach is a major machlekes of Rishonim. So the Ramah paskin mikra din, it doesn't apply. But whenever there's no hefsim meruba, we're machmir. Mishim kvod mshal ashitas who hold that you do say Hanan even Balach Balach. But if it's going to be Hefsa Meruba, Shas Hatchak, Maka Mitzvah, then we revert back to the Ikar Adin. So now before we finish this, now there's a Prima Godim. That's listed in the Marmakayma somewhere. Okay, this Prima Godim is the last page in Hilchas Basa B'Cholo. It's in the Sipsei Da Simen Tzadik Zayin. Simen Tzadik Zayin, Ois Aleph. And the paragraph, he has three paragraphs, and the paragraph begins with the word B'tshuvas HaRadvaz Ksav Yad. By now it's no longer a Ksav Yad. Now they printed many volumes of the B'tshuvas HaRadvaz that we have. So the Radvaz has a tshuva where he talks about sugar, and they want the sugar to be nice and white. They want it to look pretty. So how do you make sugar? The sugar is a little dirty. So how do you make the sugar look white? You pour in a little milk. As easy as all that. So you just made the sugar milchit. You want to use the sugar when you make flesh also. So when they purify the sugar, they pour in a little milk in order to make it white. And then they keep on cooking, 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 and they keep on removing all of the sugar. By the time you finish the whole process, now you have shishim already against all of the sugar. So the shaila is, but that should be chaticha nasa nevela bishari sur. That originally I didn't have shishim. And we're dealing with cholavakum. We're not talking about the milchik versus fleshi. We're dealing cholavakum. So the shaila was, originally I didn't have shishim in the sugar against the cholavakum. So the whole sugar was us. I can't eat the sugar because it has the cholavakum. Then I cooked the sugar so many times, I kept them pouring in water and cooking the sugar, refining it and pouring out all the water, pouring more water, spilling it all out. I cooked the sugar so many times, I succeeded in getting the sugar to be white and clean and pretty. And I got rid of all the cholavakum. By now I have shishim for sure. I have shishim against all the cholavakum that may possibly be remaining now. But if you hold chaticha nasdebele b'shari surim, so that shouldn't help. I should say the chaticha atzma should remain b'hisura. If it would have been efshel hafrido b'shari surim is echemuta, that's tregel and milcha. But here it's not efshel hafrido. There's still a mashuhu of the cholavakum here, except that by now it's already in this battle. So that's the halacha that so the Prima Gordon quotes a Chuvas HaRadvaz that by Cholavakum we make them. Why? Manishtana. Why is it by Cholavakum we make them? So the Prima Gordon says, because the whole prohibition of Cholavakum is because we're concerned maybe the Nochem are going to mix in Cholavakum and Tmeyo. And Mizmanazeh, it's very rare the Nochrim themselves usually do not. Ruba the Ruba places in well, they don't mix in Chala Behemoth Meh. There's some places where they still mix in, but Ruba the Ruba they don't. The Radvaz lived in Egypt. So in Egypt, apparently, it was extremely rare. They never mixed in Chala Behemoth Meh. So the Pimagodim understands Pshat and Radvaz that you're dealing with Lach Balach over here. You're dealing with Lach Balach. And you're dealing with Chalavakam is Manazeh, which is an Issa de Rabbanan Kal. So since it's an Issa de Rabbanan Kal, so therefore we're makel not to apply Chaticha Atzman Nas Nevela Bisharisun. That's how the Prima Gordon understands the Radvaz. Moshe Feinstein quotes this Radvaz, and he ignores what the Prima Gordon said. That's an Issa de Rabbanan Kal. He says, no, Chalavakam is an Issa de Rabbanan. And by all Isurim Derabbanan, we don't apply Hanan Balach Balach. Not only in Issa Derabbanan Kal, even in Issa Derabbanan Chum, he says, whenever it's Lach Balach, the whole Hanan Balach Balach is only a Chumra Baharai. The Ramo himself says that B'makam Hebs B'ruba B'makam Mitzvah, Yamatir, and the Hagdomit to the Torah's Chattas, the Ramo explained, what's the whole theory, what's the whole philosophy behind saying such a statement that something is Osir, and behepsid merubis muta manav shach. If it's also sata, it's muta, it's muta. So Ramah said, when mikra, then it's really muta. You're only observing a chumre. So then, mamakam hefsid meruba, we revert back to the ikra din. So the Ramah himself is saying that chanan b'shari sum balach balach is only a chumre. So if it's only an isa de rabbanon, so you don't have the chumre. So that's what Ramosha has in his tshuva. He paskens la halacha like that. So he says, therefore, what if you have a kli that was balei an isa de rabbanon? And it's a kli gadol, and you want to do a hagola on a ben yomo, and it's impossible to have shishim. The kli is so big, you can't have shishim. But if you hold like the Rabbein Ephraim, that you don't say chanan bishari surim, so if you do hagola pamayim, so the first time you do hagola, you have 10 times as much as the thickness of the walls. Then you drop all the water, throw out all the water, do a hagola the second time. So if you do a hagola the second time, you'll only have 10% of 10%, so you'll have already, it'll be less than 1%. So it'll already be bottled b'shishim by now. So normally we never follow that Eitzer Rabbein Efraim because we say Hanan b'shari surim. But if it's only an Issa de Rabbanan and it's Lach Balach, that's what you're talking about over here. The tray for Blia going from the pot into the water, that's all Lach Balach. So Lach Balach, Hanan doesn't apply, but the whole Issa is an Issa de Rabbanan, so you can do Hagola Pamayim. That's Rav Moshe's Kulam. So in the world of industrial kashrus, they rely on that kula every day. Ramosh is kula. It's against the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim claims that the Radvaz was only mekel if it's chanan balach balach becholavakam is manazeh, because cholavakam is manazeh is an isa kal. Not every isa derabanan. Ramosh doesn't think so. Ramosh thinks that by all isurim derabanan, he can be mekel not to apply chanan balach balach. Right. Tosis holds you do say chanan. That is correct. Tosis holds not so. So there are more paskim mikra din. Right. The long run quotes a major machlokes harishayim. So there are more paskim mikra din against that tosis. That you really don't say chanan balach balach bishari surim. It's only b'toras chumra. And if the hefse meruba, then we wouldn't apply. And then Ramosha says, even shalom hefse meruba, there's room to be mekel if it's only an isa de rabbanan or an isa de rabbanan kal.
So Ramosha's kula should work on any pot, just wait till it's ena ben yomo. And it's also always only an isa de rabbanan.
Ena ben yomo, you don't need shishim. Mm-hmm. That Taisa said, ena ben yomo, you don't need shishim. Because mm-hmm. The tchilas abliya and the water is going to be levgam, so when it's going to. Ena ben yomo is nasin tam levgam. So why do you have to kasha the pot? Because there ena ben yomo, at the ben yomo. But that's only. Because the tchilas habliya was l'shvach, but whenever you do a hagola on a kli sheni ben yomo, so then Tosfos says you don't need shishim. The tray for bliya goes into the water. Then when it's going to come back in, it's going to be tchilas habliya l'gam. So then mechalal is no problem. Ramosha has to be mekel. The companies don't want to have, they don't want to close down their factory for 24 hours. A lot of companies don't want to close down. So years ago, all the companies were closed on the weekend. They only worked 5 days a week. They were closed Shabbos and Sunday. Now they're crazy. Now they do work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, but they don't have so much tomato juice. They don't have so much, how much? No one's drinking so much tomato juice. So years ago, there used to be a tomato juice plant, that's all they made was tomato juice. Orange juice plant, all they did is orange juice. Clam juice, they only did clam juice. Milk, they only did milk. And purifying water, they only did water. Now, they don't do like that. Now they have one factory, and the machinery is compatible. So they'll do clam juice from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock in the morning. 11 o'clock to wash it out. Then they'll do orange juice. Then they'll do water. Then they'll do wine. Then they'll do tomato juice. They keep on switching from one to the other. So now you have a problem. It's not so easy to close down the factory for 24 hours. They don't want to close down. The whole nature of the company's changed now. Years ago, it wasn't so complicated to give a heksher. Tomato juice. What could be true? Tomato juice. Orange juice. All they use is orange juice. The only shaila was they would sometimes use Israeli oranges to make orange juice, and they were not gemaisit. So that would be the whole problem years ago. Usually they use Brazilian oranges or use California oranges, and now they sometimes use Israeli oranges. So the hashgacha consisted of the mashgiach watching that either they're not using Israeli oranges or it's going to be mafresh shumas amaisis. The shaila would be he can't be mafresh shumas amaisis. Unless the balabas makes him a shliach. So the owner of the company is a nochri a lot of times. So the nochri can't make a shliach, and shliach is a nochri. So that would be a pain in the neck. The balabas has to be makna all of the oranges to the mashgiach, in order that the mashgiach should be able to make. So that was a pain in the neck. But now you have a bigger pain in the neck. That they have a factory. They did clam juice just before the clam. Mamash from treif dogim tmeim. And then they purify water. So the water is treif. The water is treif. They process water, they purify water, they pasteurize water in the same kelim where they just did clam juice 5 minutes ago, or a few hours ago, they just did wine. They did mamish grape juice, treif for grape juice. So now everything is ben yomo, and they have kosher with treif, everything bezach hazeh. And the process of cleaning out, the cleanup process does not correspond to hagola. It's not as powerful as hagola. So that's why kashas became more complicated in recent years. I mean, the way the Prima Godim understands the Radvaz, he claims that Cholavakim is Manazez and Isa de Rabbanan Kal, because the whole reason for the Gzeira rarely applies today. It's very rare that the Nochma got to mix in Cholabahim Etmeya in most countries of the world. That's what he thinks. He thinks that that's considered Isa de Rabbanan Kal. Yeah. So let's go again. We still didn't finish the sentence. Let's start. We started a sentence a week and a half ago. So the Pri Megadim had a shaila, but not banat the heter is mutam ikar din. Let's say I have a milchik pot, and I washed out all the milk, and it's a clean pot, and now I cook water in the pot. So the water has a tam of the milk that came from the pot. So, but that's a not banat. So strictly speaking, Tosfos quotes the Rivon b'shem Rashi, the not banat al yedei bishul. You don't have a heter or not banat. But leave out the Rivon meanwhile. Lechatchila we're choshish for the Rivon. There are more paskins like the Rivon. Leaving out the Rivon just to make life easier, to understand it easier. So I cooked water in a milchik pot when it's a ben yomo. So does the water become milchik? So we say that's nois and tam, and nois and tam. The din of tam kika doesn't apply. The water is not milchik. The water is parave. And I can take this water later on and pour it into fleshik soup, and there's no problem. It's not fleshik, but milchik. But if it would be, let's say I cook treifas in the pot, and then I wash out the pot, I throw out all the treifas, or the guy made up all the treifas, and now I cook water in the pot, so the water becomes treif. So would you say, well, it's only not by not of treifas, I'm allowed to pour this water into a pot of kosher vegetables? So they say, no, not by not, there's only muta, not by not, hetera, not by not, the isur is awesome. That's what all the Rishonim say, that's the way it says in the Yeridah. So the Prima Godim raises a question, that's the question it raises on every siman. And Aruch Chaim and Yerideya. Every time there's a din of Shulchan Aruch, the first question he asks, is this a din deraisa, din derabbanan? What's an afkamina, whether it's deraisa, derabbanan? And if it's deraisa, what's the pasuk? Where's the mokka? That's always an important question. Whenever you learn Gemara, you always have to ask, is this a din deraisa, din derabbanan? If it's a din deraisa, where's the pasuk? Okay, so the Prima Godim wants to know, not banat disur, is that a din deraisa, din derabbanan? So he says, surprise! He has a group of Rishonim who say that it's only a din derabbanan. They say that not barnat, the Yisura is only Osur because you say Hanan Bishar Yisurim. And we hold the halacha, Hanan Bishar Yisurim itself is only Midi Rabbanan. What does it mean? Really, not barnat is not called Nesin Astam. The din of Tam Kiyikav is only Tam Rishon. Now, if a little chazah shmatz falls into a pot of soup, and it's less than 50%, but it's nice and tam, now the soup tastes shmaltzy, so that's Nesin Astam, that's called Tam Kiyikav, that's their rice. Or let's say if I have a milchik pot, I cook milk in a pot, the pot is milchik ben yomo, now I cook flesh in the same pot, ben yomo. So the milchik tam comes out and goes into the flesh. We assume that that's basa b'chol of deraisa. That creates basal hod. The Raisa, why? That's tam kiyikir. That's already tam not by not. No, that's tam sheni leisura. When the milchik tam comes from the kedera into the flesh, so it didn't land yet. As it's landing in the flesh, it already makes it into basal b'chala. So that's not called not by not. The only time I call it not by not is I cooked water in the milchik pot. So the bliya of milchiks in the pot goes into the water, and nothing exploded yet, nothing happened yet. It landed, and it's still kosher. Now I want to pour that water into a pot of fleshik soup. So since the cholav, the bli of the cholav already landed into the water, nothing happened yet, it's still kosher. So not bana, so that's mutter. So why can't I say the same by treifas? I have a treifa pot. I just cooked ham and eggs in the morning for breakfast. Now I'm going to cook water in the same pot ben yoma later. It's going to be a not bana, the isura. So it landed already. The treifa bli landed in water. It's only not banat. It's a tam kolush. So what's wrong if I pour it into another pot with kosher food? So we said based on the difference between hetera bali sura bala, whether you need libun or hagola is enough. That if you do hagola on a kli that really needed libun, most of the tam will be removed. The tam that's going to remain behind is going to be a tam kolush. So a tam kolush is not sufficient to have an iser chal on top of it. But a tam kolish is enough to preserve an isa. If it's ready, isura bala, then you need libun. That's why in Parshas Gula Klei Midyan it says sometimes you need libun. In Parshas Sav, by the Karbonis, it says you never need libun. So we learned the Gemara in the last daf in Avodah Zarah, there was machlekes Abai v'Rava. The Abai said, Yagad Olav Reyo. One Parsha sheds light on the other, and in Parshas Sav also it's self-understood. Sometimes you need libun, sometimes you need hagola. If you have a broiler, and you broil the chatas on it, then you're going to need libun on that. And we pass like Rabbi, you never need libun by hetera bala. It's always enough with hagola. Why? What's the svar of hetera bala? So the Ran explained it. If you do hagola on a kli that really needed libun, most of the tam will be removed. The slight amount of tam that's going to remain behind is going to be a tam kolush. So a tam kolush is sufficient to retain an isa that already exists. But a tam kolush is not sufficient that an isa should be chala on it. And we were learning pshat and the Gemara, like the Rambam, when you do the mariko shtifa, when you do the hagola, before the Zman Achila is up, not like the Raibid after the Zman Achila is up. The Rambam writes, you do the mariko shtifa ekev Achila, immediately, on the heels of the Achila, before it becomes noisa. So since you did the hagola before it becomes noisa, when it comes to Zman of Alos HaShachar, the isa noisa can't be chal on it because it's only Adam Kolish. So that's what we learned. We were assuming that not banat isur is a din deraisa. The tam kolish is sufficient minator to retain an iser, but if the iser didn't set in yet, all you have is a tam kolish from some Michael, so an iser can't be chal on a tam kolish. That's how we learn. But the Prima Godim quotes an iser veheter, who's quoting from Rishonim, and he quotes the smak, the Sefer Mitzvah's cut, and they say that na banad the iser is also because of a chanan bishari surim. So he said, what do you mean chanan bishari surim? Truth of the matter, liyolam, not banad the iser should also be called. It's not called Nesinas Tam. Not that it's a Tam Kolush. Not Barnat is not called Nesinas Tam. So it really should be Mutter. But because we have a Dina Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishari Surim, so when the Trefa Bliya went into the water, already you're not allowed to drink the water, so now you need, it's not enough now to have Shishim Keneged, the Tam Ha'isur Habalu on the water. You have to have Shishim against the whole water. So he's learning like the Rashbam. He's learning like the Rashbam. Not only, see, we pass like the Rabbi Natan, the whole din of Chanan, Mishari Sum, only means when you calculate Shishim, that's as far as it goes. The Rashbam says it's more, if you have Melech HaBelo Midam, Melech is not bottle. You have to be Mevatel the carrier, not just calculation, you have to be Mevatel the carrier. So the Rashbam said, if the carrier is flesh and it falls into flesh, it's Mid-Mimina B'Mashu, it's not going to be bottle. And if it's Melech HaBelo Midam, the Melech has no bitten, it's Avida L'Taima. Maybe he'll say the same b'chatich rilis kabit. I don't know how far the Rashbam is going to go. So these Rishonim hold like the Rashbam. This isa v'heter with the sefer mitzvahs cotton, the smak, the balatayses, they're holding like the Rashbam. That when you have an isa habalua b'heter, later on, not just you have to calculate shishim kineged, the whole carrier of the isa. You have to be mevatel the carrier of the isa. So they say the isa habalua itself is really not banat. So not banat, once I pour this whole, I cook kosher water in a treifa pot ben yomo. So the treifa was nivla into the water and nothing happened yet. So now I should really be able to pour this water into a pot of kosher soup. shouldn't be a problem. So he says, no, we say Hanan Bisharisum. What kind of Hanan? The tam of the treifus is a nat barnat, but the water is not a nat barnat. The water is a tam rishon. So he holds you have to be, it's not enough. Not only that you say you need shishim keneged. No, you have to be mevatel the carrier of the iser. The carrier of the iser is not a nat barnat. That's a real tam. So this whole prima godin that he says, he found Rishonim who say that nat barnat the isura is based on Chanan Bishar Isurim, which we assume is only with the Rabbanan. Yeah, but their whole shita is not accepted. Prima Godin comes with a big discovery. This discovery is not correct, though. We shouldn't accept this lalocha. This is all based on the Rashbam's understanding of Chanan Bishar Isurim. That's not enough to calculate Shishim. It's not just a din and calculating Shishim. It's a din you have to be mevatel, a carrier of the Yisra. We don't hold like that. We pass Melech HaBoloni Damit Ism is batel. And we paskin, that's the top tesis on Kuf Chesem base, that if you'd have a piece of flesh, would be balea dama, balea chelev or something, you wouldn't treat the flesh and flesh as a mimbe mina. You don't have to be mevatel the flesh. The flesh is heter, the heter remains heter. It's just the din in calculating the shishim, that's all. So the pashtus is that this whole, it's a meiridika discovery that the prima godin made. But it's irrelevant, because the pashtus is that those rishonim are going with the Rashbam shita, which has not been accepted. The Tosis rejected. The Tosis on Kuf Ches on the base rejected the Rashbam in favor of the Rabbi Natam, and that's how they ended off. Mikan yesh lochiach the Melech HaBeloh Midam is mizbatel against the Rashbam. We pass like the Rabbi Natam. So that's the horror on this prima godin. He made a big discovery, but shayla aloch alamaisa, we really shouldn't follow his discovery. Yeah. What do you say? Not by not by ochlim. That's another question. That the prim godim raises an issue. Also, he thinks he gets the impression from the rishonim. Not by not only applies. At least one of them is in a kli.
Right.
But if both times it's an oichel, so he thinks he wouldn't apply not by not.
So there maybe we would apply Chanan.
You say the reason why is because of Chanan.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even think you have to come on to that. I think it's because not by not knocks it down to become a tam kolish. It's only if one of them was a kli. If everything is oichel oichel oichel, so then it just doesn't knock it down. Doesn't knock out the kishkas of the tam that you should have the right to declare that it's a tam kolish. I don't even think you have to come on to your husband. Yeah.
So not by not would be also an etera for this shita, because it's no tam kolish. Meaning. You said not by not is
no, not by not is a gemara that is mutta. Not by not is a gemara. Machleg is Rabbi Shmuel. We pass in mutta. Kuf Yer Aleph on
the
base.
The tera.
Not by not by Basar or by Cholim.
Why should it be for this shita if it's for Chanan? Because only Chanan is shita.
There's no Chanan by Isuri. Yeah. There's no Chanan by Heter. We mentioned yesterday Heter beHeter loy bottle. We'll have to discuss that a little more. That's the famous run in the Darm Daf Nun base. It's on one of the sheets of the Mar Mekaymes. So you have to go through that run. But before you learn that run, that's an important run, famous run. Before you learn the run, you have to learn the Gemara in Psochim, that the run is coming to explain the Psach of the Rif. So that Gemara in Psochim was on Ayin Vav. We learned that Eloi Gova, Tatoi Gova, so we learned, I think, Ayin Vav and Manalev till the end. Finished. That's Eloi Gova, Tatoi Gova. Then starting Ayin Vav and Manalev, going to Ayin Vav on the base, I think it is, the Gemara talks about Recha. What's the story with Recha? So there's a psaka tamu of the Rif on Recha that the Ran and the Dorm comes to explain. But after, he may not want to accept the Rif, whatever, but the Ran has something very important to say this. And maybe Billy Netta next week, or next week is Yontif. Okay. So we have to Sukkot. Abol Enel Toim. Okay. No, I'll see you in another month. So when we have the next session, we got to start from the Gemara M'soch M'daf Ayin Vav with the psaka of the Rif, with that Ran, and then we got to discuss the Abizrayas of the Ran. Okay. Good. I'm maximizing it to everybody. I'm good to you, I'm good to you.